welcome to the Hobby Tassel podcast. I'm Gemma.
And I'm Candice. This is the podcast for creatives run by two fellow business owners who discuss the ups and downs of creative entrepreneurship.
From dealing with imposter syndrome to celebrating new business milestones, we're here to talk about all of them with you. Hi, and welcome back to the Hobby Tassel podcast. I am Gemma, and I'm here with Candice. So today we are going to be talking about how to support your fellow creatives, because we are fellow creatives and we want to show support in whatever way we can. So a very simple way that you can support fellow creatives is to engage with their content. So you've heard Candice and I talking before about social media and how it's a bit of a ball ache. And it can be really disheartening when you've put content out there to crickets and you just don't hear anything, and you're putting all this work into marketing your business and you don't hear anything from anyone. So engaging with other creators' content can be just a really great way to show support. It's free, it's quick to do. So I definitely recommend doing that. I've tried to comment a bit more recently. So I tried to leave like a couple of comments a day. It's not something I intentionally do, it's just if I happen to be scrolling, when I'm inevitably doom scrolling, which seems like part of my life now, and I see someone I care about, you know, posting on social media, I try to comment. One, because I like their stuff, and two, because I know it makes them feel seen and heard. And then, I guess a third reason is that it's better for the algorithm for them. And, you know, I'm trying to give a lending hand to say to Instagram, this person's stuff is good, please push their stuff more.
Yeah, I don't think I do that often because I don't like using my phone. But now I'm on like this journey to try to integrate myself with social media a little bit more, just because I know that I kind of do need it. I need to work on my social media game. And I'm not going to see it as work, but I use Instagram on my desktop as well. And to me, that's much easier for me to comment and like on someone's stuff just because I just don't like using my phone. So that's another alternative that you guys can do. If you don't like going on your phone and you're trying to stop yourself from doom scrolling, then just go on, you know, the desktop version, because your finger is going to get tired of scrolling. And yeah, you're going to click X really quick. But to me, I'm just going to take maybe 30 minutes of my time just to show some love to other fellow creatives. And I'll do that. And I think other people can do that too. I do agree, though. When you like someone's stuff versus liking and commenting, you're just going that extra mile. And it's like, you know, warm and fuzzies.
Yeah, it just makes me feel like what I'm doing is worth it, honestly, because when I'm putting out content and there's just nothing, it kind of just feels deflating. And at the minute, I automate my social media posts. So it's posts I've created, but they're basically put in a queue and then content gets recycled. So I have more of a hands-off approach to my social media at the minute. But when I was putting out content kind of fresh, it definitely felt more personal when no one responded to it. So yeah, definitely comment if you spare a second, because it really only takes 20 seconds just to comment, and yeah, it can really help someone feel like they're doing something right that day.
Yeah. Okay, so the next one we want to mention is meeting them, especially in this day and age of, you know, virtuality or digital. Meeting people can be very nerve-wracking. So I'm gonna let Gemma take over this one because I don't like meeting people.
Unless she's really, really pushed. So when I started my business, I realized that I had no co-workers and I needed to meet people. So I reached out to a bunch of creatives. So I think I reached out to another calligrapher, a florist, can't remember, it's been a while, but I reached out to people locally and said, hey, I'm a creative in this town, I'd love to meet some new people, and I see you work in this creative space too. Like, would you be up for meeting for a cuppa? And then they got back to me and said, yeah, that sounds great. And then we met up. Wow. And I do appreciate that it's scary to reach out to someone, but it's actually a learning I took from a previous manager at a corporate job, is that people always like to be reached out to and feel like they're kind of in demand or people want to connect with them. And a couple of months ago, I actually received a message on my website from a calligrapher who had moved to my town that said she wanted to meet people in the area generally, and she'd seen I was another calligrapher, and would I be up for meeting for a cuppa? And I said, yes, I would love that. And she was really lovely. I think I'm going to meet her again. And there's just something about meeting with people that you get like an extra level of connection when you meet with someone. And it doesn't have to be face-to-face. So Candice and I are based in different countries, different continents. And we met virtually and we still built that extra level of connection. So yeah, it doesn't have to be face-to-face. It could be virtual too. If you are going the virtual route though, I'd recommend establishing some type of connection before you suggest meeting online. Because I have to admit, if I receive like an out of the blue message from someone I'd never heard of, like, do you want to meet for a Zoom call? I might say yes, actually, because I'm a bit more confident, but I might be a bit more reluctant. So who knows?
Yeah, I think one way is maybe Discord, because Discord does have a large art community. Well, actually, no, Discord has a huge community for absolutely everything. And for those of you who may not want to meet face-to-face, Discord is a great option for you guys to just, if you're comfortable, you can sit in a voice channel of a community and someone will just join in. And you can always leave whenever you want. So that's like another good way, because I know locally we do have like a Discord for markets or something like that. There's many of them, and people just go into the VC and they just talk about markets, or they just talk about like other stuff, and they support each other, answer each other's questions and stuff like that. So that's another platform that you guys can use, and you don't necessarily have to, you know, see that person. You can go on camera in Discord if you want, but majority of the time people don't. So that's another method, and it's a safe way because you can, you know, report and stuff like that if people are being weird.
Yeah, Discord is a great way to connect with people, especially I guess if you're more shy, it's easier to talk via audio than have to have a video call. So I use Discord a lot in relations to gaming. And I've joined kind of friendship groups that have an established Discord server. Something that I found kind of funny is that my fiance and my maid of honor hadn't met before until like a couple of months ago. And I thought they had because we'd been in this gaming channel for like 4 years and they chatted regularly. So in my head, I assumed they'd met. And then it was actually around Christmas time. We went to drop off her present. And I was like, have you met each other? And she was like, no. I was like, oh my gosh. Well, here you go. And they're like, all right. Yeah, so Discord is a great way to build connections too.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
This goes on to our next point, which is co-working, which I've also done via Discord before, where you just join a VC and like sometimes the channel is even like highlighted as co-working space. And so you're just in there and you're working on your things. It's quiet. Sometimes the Discord server has a setup so like music is playing. And so you're all just like, yeah, it's really cute. You're just working on your stuff and like you can choose to deafen yourself if you want. But like just knowing that someone else is in here,
it feels like you're not alone.
Yeah. So like by deafening, they can't hear you and you can't hear them. But it's just you're in a library kind of situation. Yeah. If you ever wanted to talk, you could. But keep in mind, not everyone may hear you, and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's nice to work alongside another person. You don't, you might not know what they're working on, but at least you know they're working because that's what that channel is for.
Yeah.
And it's quite nice because, you know, working from home, working for yourself, you don't really have coworkers. I can't call the people at, like, the post office my coworkers. They're just, you know what I mean? So it's quite nice.
And it's a good way to keep each other accountable. So as part of my membership, something I've literally just introduced is something called Workbook Wednesdays, which is a chance for us once a month to co-work for 3 hours to work on creating workbooks for like calligraphy workshops to sell. And it's something that a lot of my members want to work on but struggle to find time for. So actually by booking in this co-working session, it's a way to keep us all accountable as well, including myself.
Yeah, I think accountability is really important. And it's something that allows me to keep going if I know someone else is watching me. Kind of like what Gemma does. She'd be like, did you work on this thing yet? No. Didn't you say you were going to do it like a month ago? Yes. And then I feel bad and then I'll actually work on it and stuff like that.
I'm glad you work on it rather than just, like, ghost me. Like, she can't tell me off if she can't see me. Peace out. Yeah. So, moving on, another way to support your creatives is by putting your money where your mouth is and show them some love by buying their products or services. So, obviously, you've got to want to buy their products and services. You don't want to buy something you wouldn't use, but if you are going to be using something that they offer, then definitely try to put it, you know, their way if you can. So for example, there's a branding photographer that I met at a networking event who I ended up becoming friends with, and I wanted some brand photography done, and her work is lovely. So obviously I'm going to put my work her way. Same for wedding photography. I've met a wedding photographer who I've met a few times. I'm going to put my work their way. Mm-hmm. So definitely try to put your money in the direction of your friends if you're going to be buying that sort of product and service.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I was going to be like, this is usually a tougher one, but if it's like wedding stuff, yeah, that actually does check out. Like, I'm in the stationery business, and a lot of times at markets we do end up buying each other's stickers. Actually, that's not true. A lot of times you try to buy someone's sticker and then they refuse to take your money, and therefore they just like give it to you, and then when they come by to try to buy your sticker, you just end up like, you know, not letting them pay either. It's really frustrating, but that's fine. it's frustrating when you're like, let me support you, and they don't let you.
It's really
nice. And I know if someone made plushies and that was their business, like they just designed plushies and they constantly have, you know, new plushies coming up, I'm so screwed. Like, for example, I don't know Fluffnest, and Fluffnest is a huge small business. I'm going to say huge small business because it's still one artist that's designing a lot of the stuff. And oh my God, I have so many of their plushies. And if I knew it was a friend, I would tell William, like, listen, I need to support my friend. And I would spend like hundreds of dollars. I already have spent hundreds just buying more. I have another one coming in December.
In December? Like an early Christmas present.
My cousin bought a pre-order, and I used that as an excuse to buy another plushie for myself. And they're not small. It's like 24 inches. So they're huge. And Will's really upset about it, but we don't talk about it.
But you're supporting fellow creatives,
exactly.
In a big way.
Oh my God, it's hilarious. They did admit, like, if they didn't get the level of support that they have now, they wouldn't have been able to create the video game, which I, by the way, highly recommend. I don't think you guys can get it now because right now it's early access, but if there's any way that you can pre-order the game, I would suggest it. It's a beautiful, cute game. It's called Sky Islands.
Not that's sponsored. Them.
Yeah, that's them. I spent hundreds of dollars on them already. But yeah, that's one way for you to support another person and another artist.
Just a quick follow-up on that, kind of a 1B situation. If you do buy someone's work, try to tag them and share the love after you've purchased as well.
Yeah, because
that kind of show, not only are you supporting them by buying their services, but you get a chance to support them again just by sharing that you've purchased. So definitely do that if you can.
Yeah. Just like, I always just send photos. I'm like, guys, look what I got. Like, look what I have. What came in the mail today? And there's just like William in the background going like, my goodness, we have no space. But yeah, that's one way for you guys. Like, if you really love it and you want more of it, then keep supporting them in like any way that you can, obviously, only if you're capable of it. So yeah. The next one that we have is engage in the messages. So this is something that I would say, personally speaking, I've seen. And I'm a hermit, so if I don't reply you, it's not you, it's me. I'm trying, okay? But in, for example, Discord, there are art communities and there are channels where it's like artists support artists. And now it's not like the sharing your art kind of thing. It's genuinely them sending out a message, and it's usually a work in progress art. And they go like, guys, I can't seem to get this angle right. What are your suggestions? And then actually engage in those conversations. And I find that really supportive. Because sometimes I can't figure out why Kit's leg looks like that. And I would ask my cousins or like other artists going like, hey, does this look right to you? And if it just fell on like deaf ears, I would be really sad.
So yeah, so something similar happens in the calligraphy communities as well, where people say, hey, I need to do this job. I don't know what pen I need to use for this surface. Like, I'm really stuck. And then other calligraphers will come and help out. So yeah, answer their questions where you can. You know, if you know the answer and it's really going to help them out and save them a bunch of time, please just let them know to help them out. And yeah, I guess engage your messages as well in terms of Instagram. You know, if people respond to your Instagram stories, I'm thinking from the recipient end now. If you see someone's Instagram stories that resonate with you, like, send them a message and try to just build a bit of conversation there. It's really nice to feel connected to other, like, artists. You know, you might not feel confident enough to meet with them, but just engaging in messages is really nice.
Yeah. Some artists do that too. Some artists will actually post on Instagram going like, what should I do next for my XYZ? And they have that, the thing.
Poll.
I don't know more what that is, but that thing where you like, it says type here and you can type whatever it is that they, you know, asked of you or whatever the prompt is. Answer the prompt is what I'm trying to say.
Mm. Yeah,
There's that option.
And that is really helpful. So for example, I had a few course ideas or a few like offer ideas, and I put a poll out with four different options. And actually the winning one was something I thought would be least popular. So it goes to show that sometimes I don't always know the right answer of what I should be working on next. And that's why engaging with the audience is important. And you know, this is all about how you support your creatives. That's how you can help them as well to know what they, should be working on, but give them an indication of what you as a customer would like to see.
Yeah. Like, if someone has a Kickstarter and you know you're not financially inept to, like, support their Kickstarter, you can also, like, you see it on their story or whatever, you can just share it. Share it on your own thing and then see if that, you know, tracks with someone else, because you never know. You might have someone like me who's like obsessed with plushies and I would never have known. And that's where I spend my money. Joe, it's actually so bad. Like, just off topic, I have over 40 plushies ranging from the size of like a small ball, like the size of my hand, to like 48 inches.
Your flat isn't that big, is it?
No, it's not.
This is why Will is getting stressed, because he's like...
Yeah, he's getting really stressed.
Candace, like, can't fit in our bedroom.
Yeah, it's like, some of them are on the floor now, because, like, I have no space. Like, if I piled them onto my bed, they would cover my bed and create a small mountain. And there's more coming, because I keep ordering them. I can't help it, Gemma, I can't help it. But, I mean, like, this is me genuinely really happy about another artist creating some stuff. And, yeah, it's great. But... anyways, back to topic. We kind of talked about the 2 points, which is engaging in messages and answering their questions. The next and last topic that we have, or suggestion, is to collaborate with them. Now, collaboration, I'm not going to lie, is a bit of a sensitive topic for me, because I hate messaging people. And
but if people messaged you, would you be open?
If people message me, okay, let's see. I would say you're more extroverted than I am, or I'm more introverted than you are. Now, if you people message me, let's say I didn't know you, and you message me going like, hey, do you want to collaborate with Kit and Dino? I'm not going to lie, I would probably be like, if I don't know you, know you, I think you're spam. Like, you've never engaged, which is why we're saying engaging with them is very important. Don't just like right off the bat and go like, hey, can I meet? I would say if someone messaged me, I would, depending on what it was. If it's like simple artwork, like let's make Kit and Dino meet with like my character, or like we have a collaboration sticker and both of us sell that collaboration sticker, I would be happy to do that. But if it's, like, a massive project, probably not. Massive meaning, like, oh, let's do a plushie together. Yeah. Then I'd be like,
Yeah. So you have done a big collaboration project already.
Have I?
Yeah, you're currently on a podcast with another artist. Oh! So that is a collaboration project.
Yeah, I guess so.
There are simpler ways to collaborate with other people as well. So... for example, in terms of marketing, you know, you could feature in someone else's email newsletter. You could have guest bloggers. You know, you could do a guest interview on your YouTube channel, which I've done a few times as well. So there are different ways to collaborate. It doesn't always have to be a paid project, but it has to feel like a right fit. I think it does help if you are aware of that person. There was something else I wanted to say. Oh yeah, so something that has been on my list, I can't remember if I mentioned it in an episode previously, is that I want to organize a bundle. So I want to organize some sort of bundle with other artists where we showcase our different offerings and people can buy stuff as a bundle, or it's a freebie bundle, something along these lines.
That's cool.
And I thought if someone reaches out, that would be cool as well. And I actually did have an artist reach out to me, but she gave like no context really as to what other people would be attending and kind of what benefit I would necessarily get out of it. So I didn't feel that inclined to join. But yeah, that's something you need to consider when you reach out to people, is they need to understand what's in it for them as well. Because it shouldn't be one way. And I think we've said this before, you know, when you're working with other people, it shouldn't be one way. You know, you should give and take.
Yeah. Just think of it like, if you were to meet someone and you don't really know much about them. Now, I'm not saying that if you want to collaborate with someone that you need to have some kind of, like, you have to have some kind of relationship with them. Just prepared for a rejection if you've never had any interaction with them ever and they don't even know that you exist. Try to think of it like, how does this benefit them as well as benefiting me? And maybe sometimes how you want to play it as like it benefits them more than it benefits you, so that way there's no, what's that word I'm looking for, I don't know the word, but you don't want to make it seem like you're taking advantage of them.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Yeah. We did talk about this before. I don't remember which episode, so I'm gonna have to say you're gonna have to listen to all of them.
yeah, just re-listen to them all again. Please tell stats.
yeah, it's somewhere in there. No, that would be horrible. If I remember something and I couldn't figure out which episode and I have to listen to all those hours, but that's why I keep up. No, I'm kidding. So that's what we have for collaboration. I want to say thank you to everyone who have stuck with us. And I know you guys, we didn't really address it, but we kind of had a small break. That's just because, you know, my cat had some issues. Gemma had to go on vacation and, you know, well deserved. And we didn't really address it. But yeah, we're back and we're hoping to go back on our bi-weekly schedule. In this episode today, we talked about how to support your fellow creatives in different ways. The free ways would be, like, free as in not costing you a single dime, is engaging with their content, meeting them via, like, virtually or, like, physically if you want to, like, networking and stuff like that, co-working with them, answering some of their questions, and, you know, engaging with them in just any shape, way, or form, to collaborating with them and, you know, doing a project together, big or small. If you guys are able to, you could also support them via buying their products and or services. Gemma said earlier, like, you know, she has a wedding, so she would go to a wedding photographer that she knows of and is, you know, has been talking to, because, you know, just a pay for kind of situation. So those are different ways that you can support your fellow creatives. And yeah, we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.